Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Three horses named Moose, Rasta and Alex have helped make a dream come true for our guest this week.
I'm Carolyn Van Onner. I'm originally from Germany and I've been living in Cromwell in New Zealand for the past 8.5 years. I run a horse tracking business here. About a year ago, me and my very good friend Nikki, we took three of my horses and we rode the length of the South Island of New Zealand on horseback for 3.5 months.
Does it take a lot of planning to do something like that, or do you just hop on and go?
It does take a lot of planning, for sure. I mean, we were talking about it for a long time, like for years, but the proper planning probably started about a year before we started the journey. And yeah, there was just a lot of talking to people that, you know, do a lot of backcountry horse riding, and obviously I'm talking to a lot of farmers and landowners, because most of the time we would ride through backcountry and through big stations and all that.
How did the horses take the journey? Were there any problems with them getting lame? And how did they manage steep country?
They were incredible. So the horses are my tracking horses for my tracking business. But what I do at work is very easy, you know, like 2-hour rides for beginner riders, really. So nothing too challenging. They weren't used to river crossings or anything like that, you know, and for that they did really incredible. There were some things that they didn't like. So for example, my horse Moose really hated the going through little creeks, you know, the creeks where it goes down a little bit and then on the other side it goes up again, which is, you know, not hard at all to do, like, for a horse, but he just hated them, and it would take so long every time to convince him to get over. And then, you know, I would get off and I would try to like pull him over, and he just refused for like 10 minutes, and then suddenly he would jump on top of me. It happened so many times, like, he hated it. But apart from that, we found it amazing how willing they were to keep going every day. And I think in the beginning, it was maybe, you know, like horses do, they try to turn around once in a while and, you know, go back, like, okay, you know, time to go home now. But after a while, I think they realized, oh, no, there's no turning back. We just keep going every day, you know.
Not so tough for you, I guess, being on horseback. Or are you expending a lot more energy than you would think you would?
Yeah, I mean, it does get exhausting. I mean, it's not only physically, but mentally as well. We would spend usually 8, sometimes even 10 hours in the saddle. Like, your butt gets sore after a while, for sure. Like, usually after at least 6 hours, maybe, we would get off and walk for like half an hour, because it's just, yeah, always sitting in that position. Yeah, and then on the other side, of course, it was always looking at maps and, oh, do we have to go next? And where does the track go? And like, we got to turn right soon. And you don't ever stop thinking about what's coming next, and
thinking not just about yourself but your horses. That would add a lot more pressure to such a journey, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I love my horses with all my heart. Like, I would never want anything to happen to them, and that would have been the worst. Like, the thing I worried about most was what if a horse hurt themselves, because they can be quite fragile, right? If they hurt their leg and they can't walk anymore, and we're in the middle of backcountry, there's not much you can do. So I was very worried about that, but yeah, it worked out. Everything worked out, and nothing major happened. No major injuries.
What was the scariest moment of the trip?
We had just come down from a saddle, and on that day we were gonna ride out back onto the road, and we had to ride on a hiking trail. It was quite a steep hill. And the hiking trail was like just wide enough for a horse to walk on, but it was quite steep. And The thing is, like on tracks like that, we would walk the horses, we wouldn't ride them. Nikki was leading Alex through, and that was fine. And then Rasta was in the middle, and he was meant to follow them. But instead of following them on the track, he went up the steeper bit, and he actually ended up falling over himself onto his bag and fell down this creek bed through like a lot of Matagori bushes, those really prickly bushes. And those bushes stopped him from falling all the way down the hill, which was lucky. He was just lying on his bag, like legs spread out wide open, like he couldn't move. We just tied the other two horses onto some bushes and tried to fight our way through the bushes to help him get out of there. And it took us probably like 20 minutes. He was like stuck on a boulder with a saddle, thankfully saddle and not his back. But yeah, we had to kind of drag that boulder out of underneath him and try to help him, yeah, get back on his feet.
He was okay?
Yeah, he was okay. He had a couple scratches and he was just all over full of these prickles. Took us probably half an hour to clean him up, but then, yeah, he was all right. There were quite a few big river crossings. And that for me, because we were both not really experienced in that, it was kind of like pure adrenaline when you have to ride through like a deep river and you're not quite sure how deep it's going to be. And yeah, you're just kind of trying to make it to the other side. It was always quite exciting. The farriers we used did such a great job. We only had to reshoe them once on the whole trip. And thinking of the terrain that we were walking on, especially after the second shoeing, there were so many really rocky terrains, you know, riverbeds and swamps and all of that. And the shoes actually stayed on until they were so thin, so worn through that the middle of the shoe split in half. 3 days before we finished, one of the shoes fell off. When people ask what was the best part of the trip, the first thing that comes to mind is the people that we met along the way and they've got to know, and everyone was just so nice to us and took us in, let us stay, even sometimes cooked us food, and we were just so incredibly grateful. We couldn't have done it without the help of all those people.
Carolyn Van Honor reminiscing about her journey on horseback through the South Island last summer. She and Nikki had a support vehicle for supplies, including hard feed for the horses, which Caro says were vet-checked thoroughly for the trip. They ended up on the beach in Picton, a 1,500-kilometre trek from their starting point at Bluff. Take a look at the images Caro took on our webpage, rnz.co.nz/countrylife.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.